Muchísimas gracias, señora.
Thank you very much.
Dear colleagues, it is an immense pleasure and honor to be here today representing UN Tourism, the World Tourism Organization. For those of you who don't know our organization, we are the leading specialized agency of the United Nations, playing a central role in the development and promotion of sustainable tourism. This is a tourism that takes into account the three dimensions of sustainability, not only the environmental, but also the economic and the social dimensions, to meet the needs of the industry, its employees, the environment, host communities, and visitors. And this is where consumer protection kicks in. I would like to highlight, and this has already been highlighted by the Secretariat, the special nature of tourists as consumers. Indeed, they are particularly vulnerable due to several factors that stem from the fact that they act outside of their usual environment. They are unfamiliar with local prices. They may face language barriers, cultural differences. They are more exposed to health and safety risks. They are often the target of illegal activity, fraud, and scams. And they may also be unaware of local consumer protection laws. As a matter of fact, there is a lack of uniformity at the international level in relation to consumer protection rights of tourists. They also have limited right of access to justice in many countries, and this hinders the accessibility to redress mechanisms and legal recourse to effective dispute resolution. This vulnerability is even further increased in the digital age with the massive use of online platforms for the booking and purchase of travel. And we consider that tourists are hyper-vulnerable consumers in the online tourism environment. During the pandemic, UN Tourism developed an international code for the protection of tourists. An intergovernmental committee was established with 103 countries, with international organizations, UNCTAD was present as an observer, and also with the private sector. This was a collective and collaborative effort to restore trust in travel. Indeed, the COVID-19 crisis highlighted the absence of an international legal framework to assist tourists in emergency situations. We also saw how millions of tourists were stranded abroad and how they suffer a very different treatment depending on their nationality, the country in which they were stranded, and the nationality of the service provider. We also saw the lack of international uniformity on consumer protection rights for tourists, even in the EU, and the very different policies that were taken in terms of cancellation, refund, vouchers, etc., leading to a big uncertainty for tourists as to what are the rights that assist them when they travel. At the same time, we also notice an unbalanced sharing of responsibilities among the different tourism stakeholders in the protection of tourists as consumers. The rules of the game changed after the pandemic, and we realized that we needed to have a strong international legal framework. The code is, of course, based on Guideline 78 of the United Nations Guidelines for Consumer Protection and also on the Framework Convention on Tourism Ethics that was adopted by our General Assembly in 2019. The International Code for the Protection of Tourists is a fundamental frame of reference for tourism recovery in the post-COVID-19 era. It is the only global instrument that provides recommendations to regulate tourism consumer protection. It includes a comprehensive set of principles and recommendations for the protection of tourists in emergency situations, not limited to a pandemic. It could be a natural disaster, it could be a conflict. In the increasing complex and volatile world that we live in, we need to be prepared. And it also harmonizes minimum standards for the protection of tourists at the international level in their contract relations with tourism service providers. The code was adopted by our General Assembly in December 2021 as a soft law instrument of a non-legally binding nature. It is not an international treaty. However, when states adhere to the code, they commit to integrate the code in their national legislations and policies. And by doing so, the code becomes legally enforceable in their territories. It is a shame that Uruguay could not be present with us today because this is one of the countries that has adhered to the code and that is already implementing it and including it in its national legislation. The code is structured around five chapters. Of course, a big chapter is the assistance to tourists in emergency situations, issues like repatriation, also cancellation, refund policies, vouchers, etc. But also, the code addresses questions that were long due and inherently connected to the vulnerability of tourists as consumers. Therefore, the code tackles the relations of tourists with tourism service providers, including what pre-contractual or contractual information has to be given to tourists, what happens in the case of termination of the contract, non-performance, improper performance, etc. Another important chapter, and I want to thank especially Professor Claudia Lima Marquez for her extraordinary contribution to this chapter, is one that recommends the establishment of alternative means of settlement for travel disputes. This is essential for international tourists in order to have redress mechanisms that are efficient, less costly, and that are more effective than traditional litigation. We have 24 countries that have adhered to the code so far. We have many others that are in the process of doing so. So you might be consulted at some point by the ministries of tourism on this document. I would like to take the opportunity of my presence here to encourage all of you to get acquainted with this document. Please do not hesitate to reach out to us. I hope that we will join efforts for the adherence to the code by many more countries so that we can ensure an appropriate consumer protection for tourists at the international level. And I hope that this is the beginning of dialogue and cooperation also with UNCTAD around the International Code for the Protection of Tourists. Thank you very much.